I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show 654 in our It's Your Business original series. This hour, we have a big announcement to take on a business in the second half of the show. The opening segment, we do a little law schooling with Tom Johnson, Johnson and Christensen Law. Let's see, is that SiouxFallsLaw.com?
It is SiouxFallsLaw.com.
How did you get that?
I've told you that before, early.
Well, the audience hasn't all heard the story.
I was early. I was very early. I've had it for more than 10 years now.
So it's an advantage. All people have to remember when they have a need, and we're going to talk about some things this morning that will at least make you think, and we've done this before, but what we like to do with Tom is to make him the legal voice on the radio that talks about those things that are so important that maybe you're thinking about saying, gee, I wish I had an answer to that. So this morning we're going to deal with some of those that you deal with all the time. Maybe we'll ask a question, too, about these families in the other part of the world that are so concerned about their loved ones. And, you know, when can they start doing some legal things? And people always have those kind of questions, and particularly the media right now saying, well, they could do it now, they could do it then. If you don't have a law voice in front of you, you just never have the answer. So anyway, we'll talk about that in a little bit, but you want to talk about the new world with Social Security, and there are some changes.
Yeah, we have some changes in the Social Security world, which are going to make things a little bit different at the district office. They're dropping some services at the local offices, which is going to affect members of the community. It used to be you could go to the district offices and get benefit verification letters. For those who are not on a program, that probably doesn't make much difference, but it does to people who are on the programs, because it's those letters that are frequently needed in order to qualify for other benefits that the disabled may need. That's roughly 40% of their current services right now that they're taking away. The other thing that they were providing or that they're taking away from the district offices is the ability to get Social Security number printouts. Because as time goes forward, I know I lost my Social Security card in a canoeing accident some 30 years ago, but those Social Security cards get tattered and worn, and sometimes you need new ones. I think what they're trying to do is encourage people to use their website to get those sorts of services, and that's www.ssa.gov. And one of the things about their website is it's a great website. There's a lot of things you can get there. Of course, some people use the web and some people don't. You know, I encourage people to go there. You can set up your own personal account there really become more fluent with what your benefits are and what your benefits are going to be in the future.
One of the things we talked about, we're talking with Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law, was the fraud unit in New York and the fact that we had some police officers that were really cheating the system. Do you have an update?
Yes, we do. That's one of the other changes in the Social Security system, not a local change, but they have started a new fraud unit in New York City, and I'm sure it's in reaction to the police officers.
You think?
Yeah. Every once in a while, common sense and the law merge, and I'm certain that that's what it's going to be focused on, and I'm hopeful that it'll be successful in rooting out some of the fraud and that it will be a model that they can use throughout the country.
You know, we often talk about the different programs, and a lot of times we have new people listening, people that maybe didn't hear it the first time. Again, a lot of this is on our podcast, and you can go online usually within 24 hours next business day, and you can check out some of the things that Tom has to say. But you probably ought to go back in and review some of the different programs.
Yes, well, in the Social Security system, there's two basic different programs. One's the Disability Income Program. That is really an insurance program. It's a program that the workers pay for as they go. That's a part of what's removed from your paycheck every payday. It leads to both retirement income as well as disability income. That program has two essential benefits. One is the cash payment that you receive. Currently, this year, the cash payment benefit out of that is $721. And, of course, it has the same disability requirement that the SSDI program has. You have to be disabled in order to receive it, or elderly over the age of 60, I think it's 65 or 66 now. And then it combines with a health insurance program called Medicaid. So frequently people get Medicare and Medicaid all mixed up.
Imagine.
Yeah. Well, they should have named them something a little bit different so that they're easier to separate. But one is really an insurance, a health insurance program, and one is really a public welfare benefit for health insurance, for health coverage.
Last week, we're on the road going across Iowa, and I see a load of turkeys going someplace, and I got to thinking about the bunkhouse boys, and I wondered where the turkeys were going and who was going to work with them.
Yes, the bunkhouse boys is a story that we covered, I don't know, a month or two ago, I suppose, when we were looking at the Fair Labor Standards Act and the exceptions to it as people were talking about minimum wages. And you recall that in that case, a number of intellectually impaired men were working in a turkey plant and really housed in kind of substandard, very substandard living circumstances. They worked a full 40-hour or more week, and they worked hard just as all of their coworkers did, and received a pittance for their services and really substandard living circumstances. Currently, there is a new movement to get rid of that sort of a program out of the Fair Labor Standards Act. It's really an exception to the Fair Labor Standards Act and says that the disabled can be paid less than others. The concept is that sheltered workshops are no longer needed, that things like the bunkhouse boys situation shouldn't be duplicated. My view on that would be a little different, though. I think there are a number of disabled people who really can't work as hard as those men did. You shouldn't use that exception to justify paying them less than they deserve. But on the other hand, keeping people busy is an important thing, and the sheltered workshop, in my view, is a reasonable and appropriate exception to the Fair Labor Standards Act, and I hope we do not get rid of it. But there's some recent stories indicating that groups of the disabled want to get rid of that.
Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law, SiouxFallsLaw.com. How else can they reach you?
335-1778 locally, or 1-877-335-1778 if you're outside the Sioux Falls area.
One of the things in the headlines this morning, delay in Medicare. We're going to talk that when It's Your Business continues. Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law, SiouxFallsLaw.com. There's a headline in the morning paper today, and it talks about expand Medicaid group is urging something to be done. But when we see that, it's a little different than what you're talking about.
Well, it is. Well, one of the issues that that I've talked about frequently is the delay in Medicare taking effect after you've been determined to be on disability income. It's a real frustration for my clients because Medicare benefits don't kick in. So in essence, health insurance doesn't kick in until 2 years after you've received your first cash benefit for disability income. What's in this morning's paper is pretty different, though. When going back to the difference between the SSI welfare program, if you will, versus the insurance program, the SSDI, Medicaid is the health care provisions that attach to the SSI claimants. What the Health Care Reform Act or Obamacare attempted to do is to increase the number of people who were eligible for Medicaid to those who were not necessarily disabled or not necessarily elderly, but simply poor. And in South Dakota, we have not accepted that expansion, which essentially covered anybody up to the poverty limit, and I think 130% above that, if I recall correctly. The governor indicating that he thought that was something we couldn't afford in the future. That Medicaid is also different, even in my world, in the disability world, because it doesn't have that two-year delay that Medicare does. And frankly, I wish Medicare did work like that, that it was immediately accessible to the disabled as they get onto disability insurance. But that's kind of a political argument, and I think there are good arguments on each side, one side saying it's just not ethical or moral to fail to cover these people when they need insurance and they need health coverage, and the other side saying, well, now, wait a minute, just how exactly are we going to afford this given the status of our finances?
You always say you represent the injured and the disabled. Why? Why do you do that?
You know, we work in a lot of different areas, but the ones that we work in the most are disability income, work comp, personal injury, and nursing home abuse. And those are the areas that we'll be talking about the most. And one of the things that has happened is that we find that the clients will come in for one problem, and often we discover they have a problem in one of those other areas as well. A client can come in for a disability claim because they're unable to work due to an impairment they have, and lo and behold, you discover that it was the result of a accident at work, and there's a work comp claim as well. Or you might discover that it was the result of a automobile accident or of some other negligent act against them, and you have a personal injury claim that you can do. Similarly, somebody comes in for a work comp claim, and they're really hoping that they're going to be able to get back to work, but at the end of the case, you determine that really they're not going to be able to go back to work, and that they do have a disability claim. And that may likewise be a personal injury, a car or automobile accident. So they all tend to work together. The common thread for all of them is that we represent the injured and the disabled. And that common thread takes us to almost all those areas. Nursing home abuse is maybe just a little bit off base. I have a history with a disabled relative, as most of us do.
Sure.
And as you discover how helpless people are in nursing homes, you work with the disabled and with the injured, you develop kind of a sensitivity to how they're treated, and this is one of the places where I guess the natural outcome of dealing with so many people with disabilities and with injuries leads you to be concerned about the elderly as they are really pretty helpless in the nursing home setting. So we have a special connection with those who are limited by their disability, and it naturally pulls into all of those areas. And the other, of course, we've talked today about Medicare and Medicaid. The fact of the matter is those issues are in terms of repayment of the federal government and the state government under Medicaid lien, those are always a part of a nursing home abuse case because there's medical expenses that might arise out of that that need the state and the federal government needs to be reimbursed for paying for them, because if they find that somebody else was at fault for those injuries, then that other person, that third person, should pay for it.
Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law Office, SiouxFallsLaw.com. We've talked through a lot of different topics this morning for people that you might just be on an elevator with, and they say, what does your law office do? If you were to tell them in a couple of minutes the kind of cases that you've worked for, how many years?
Well, we've been at it for 35 years. I have. My partner's been at it for more than 20. I think she's at 20 or 21 or 22 years now.
So what would you tell them in a couple of minutes about what you could help them with and what you generally do out of Johnson Christensen Law?
Well, if you're hurt, if you're injured or you're disabled, give me a call. We either know how to do it or we know who does. Generally speaking, those are the two groups that we help. That said, there are a fair number of other areas that we work in. And so I have some clients that I do wills for. I have some clients that I do special needs trusts. Special needs trusts are, again, for the disabled, younger disabled people typically. I'm not afraid to talk about anything to somebody, but if I'm not qualified, I'll tell you I'm not. And if I know where you should go, I'll try to give you some ideas.
Don't tell me you're not qualified to talk about this next topic. You set that up really well, counselor.
What's that?
Well, we've had a lot in the news about all these families that have lost loved ones or apparently have lost loved ones in another part of the world. But it brings about accidents, when to get legal involved. And obviously, you don't have the international law that we're talking about this morning, but we are talking about people that feel helpless and getting answers to what happened to loved ones. That's when attorneys can be useful.
You know, so many times we see people come in just plain too late to talk to us. They've been working with the adjuster. They've been trying to deal with the insurance company. Many times they've been focused on their injuries and getting well and trying to figure out what to do about those injuries. And there is a limit on how late we can help you. Generally speaking, if we're more than 2.5 years away from an accident, we're pretty cautious about getting involved. So the best approach, in my opinion, is to call us right away. The legal, the making of a claim or the starting of a lawsuit or whatnot may not occur for months or even years. But the reality is we can tell you how to preserve evidence. We can tell you, we can give you some ideas at least on how to get medical coverage, how to find providers that will help you. We can tell you, at least give you an idea as to how long it's going to take before we're going to be able to really make a claim, because we know exactly whether you've reached maximum medical improvement or not. And so those things we can help with right away, even if we can't start the claim right away. And the other thing is we can give you peace of mind, because if you know somebody who knows what they're doing, is watching over it, you don't have to feel like you're responsible for those things. You can go about the process of healing.
Well, and there's a lot in the news right now that's tragic news, that you have people that are missing on a ferry, sophomore kids in high school go on a trip, a journey, and the families are, as they are with a plane crash, they're just, what do we do? How do we do it? And on a much smaller scale here, people ask that question all the time. What do we do? When do we do it? Who do we call?
Well, again, Bill, I can't help you on airplanes that go down in the Indian Ocean. But for accidents locally, you can call Tom Johnson at 335-1778 or go to SiouxFallsLaw.com.
And you did mention wills and trusts this morning. We got a minute or so left, but I do want you to reemphasize that a little bit as to what you do with those, because we have a lot of people in that age group that will listen and say, what can Tom do for us?
Oh, sure. I've been preparing wills for years. I got into a unique area of the estate planning business, mostly because of the disability practice. It's called the Special Needs Trust. But I handle simple wills and trusts and family trusts and living trusts and all those sorts of things. And in addition, for those of you who do have a disabled relative who is on one of these programs that I've talked about, and you want to provide for them, this is usually parents for children or grandparents for grandchildren, give me a call, because there are some things that can be done. There's things that can be done for modest estates and a lot of things that can be done for people who are able to leave a little bit more.
All right. Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law. One last time, how they reach you?
335-1778 or 1-877-335-1778.
Or SiouxFallsLaw.com.
Yes, and we're doing some changes on that soon. So that site will, for those of you who've been there, give me about 30 days, and there's going to be some changes on there.
I wrote that down.
Okay.
Tom, thanks for joining us. Have a good weekend. When we come back, we'll check the loan snapshot of the day, the commodity headlines, unveil a new event center on the edge of everything following Fox Business. Welcome back to It's Your Business. We're going to check the loan snapshot of the day. We're also going to do a little commodity talking each morning at 11:30, just an hour from now, on Kettle 1320 1079 World Wide Web. Coima Kameg gives us a 90-second snippet of the commodity trade. Scott Averlich joins us usually on the Monday and Friday. This morning, he said he needed a day off, so a guy named Joe Coima, is with us. How you doing this morning, Joe?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good now, myself.
Well, looks to me like you're kind of breathing deep there. So what's happening in commodities? Has it got taking deep pauses?
Well, we got the cattle market as well. Chirped up here the last little while. This past week and a half, it's just been kind of a doldrum, just sideways trade. And yesterday, some of the cash news actually started to get a little bit better. Expectations going into this week for the cash cattle, we're, you know, $2 lower from the 147 that we traded last week. So everybody was looking for this 145 level. But yesterday we did get a few transactions at that 147 to a major up here. So the good news is the cash up here is in good shape, a lot better than what we were anticipating. The thing that I don't have a lot of confidence in is going to be the south trade. But, the futures are nicely higher here. We're up 52 in the April, and we're 77 better in the June and 35 better in the August. We're off of our highs by a little ways, but we're well off of our lows. So it seems like we finally got the cattle market here in better shape than what we all thought over here at the office anyway. So.
Joe, the other thing that's still in the news, we're hearing a million head of hogs destroyed because of the virus. What impact has that had on the commodities?
Well, yeah, we got a really big swing trade going on here in the hogs. Expectations that I have for the hog trade every day is $2 swings. Right now, the news in the hogs is actually has to get better just to be crummy. And I say that with a sarcastic side of stuff here because, you know, obviously there's going to be a lot of hogs out there that we're not going to have on the shackle spaces here. When that comes, we don't know. You know, right now, the current fundamentals in the hogs is, you know, the cash and the cutout are pretty much in a free-for-all right now. The Packers are full on spaces, and they're actually backing up some hogs. But there is a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel to me. In about 2-3 weeks, I'm starting to hear some real big numbers that are going to be short, that the Packers are definitely going to start going out to the country and actually start bidding for some hogs is what I think is going to happen. But there's going to be a shortage in 2-3 weeks is kind of my time frame when the Packers get through this big chunk that they have. You know, the carcass weights are still 9 pounds over a year ago. So even if we do have a little bit of a shortage, you know, the weights are definitely offsetting some stuff here. But light in the tunnel coming up here, in my opinion.
Scott Verilek and Joe Koima from Koima KMIG have been a part of our trading here. And, you know, one of the things that we ought to share is how people get that information from you and actually utilize you guys for all your services.
Well, I think if you like what you hear, and let us know either way, and just give us a call here on our toll-free number at 1-800-358-3047.
Joe Koima, Koima KMIG. That's hard to say twice. Do you know that? You could have an easier name like Miller or James or Zortman.
There you go.
Joe, we appreciate it. And Scott back with us on Monday?
Scott will be back. Thanks for having me.
You have a nice weekend.
All right. See you.
Hartford is a 2014 partner of It's Your Business, the Hartford Chamber of Commerce, Hartford Area Development. Cindy Monin is president of the Home Builders Association, part of Friesen Construction, working on the Kelly Point project in Hartford, in one of just five area communities whose sales numbers for the first quarter of this year are better than those in 2013. And we're introducing this morning David James, the CEO of Wow, I thought that was W-O-W for a second, David, but entertainment mobile DJ. How about that? You like that? You're a DJ?
That was fancy.
Yes. An event lighting company. This is something that you've been doing, and we're going to check in with, if we can. We've given a nice tease for what you do. You ready? You've taken a deep breath, both of you? You ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
All right, let's check and see if we have any bouncing numbers this morning from our friends. We don't have. We lost him. The beauty of radio. All right, enough warm-up. Let's go to the real thing. Let's go to the history, David, of what you're doing, why May 3rd is such a big day. And if they go on our blog this morning, they can see the change that's been made from a bowling alley to something else.
Amazing transition. We've been a big part of the Hartford community for going on 20 years now. Our entertainment company has been providing services up there for years and years. We used to do the announcing at the Speedway as well. And we have an opportunity now to take Hartford to the next level. So working together with the Chamber in Hartford and the Sioux Falls Chamber, we're promoting a brand new event center out there right on the I-90 expressway, and it's right on the Hartford exit. So not only is there a brand new gas station complex right across the street from there now on that exit, there's a new event center that's going to be open for the community to use for bookings, for weddings, corporate events, We're going to be doing a concert series out there. And there's also talk of a hotel that's coming up soon. That'll
August, maybe.
The opening date, the target open date for that is the end of August. So this is going to be an entire complex right on the exit of the Hartford community. So
it's exit 387, and that's the west exit to Hartford. But mm-hmm. the big question people are going to have is, what can I book there? How quick can I book it? Do you already have bookings?
We do. We're already open for business. We have an 800 number available to book events there. That rings right to me. And I've got 36 years in the booking business, booking and managing events. So we're going to take great care of anybody that comes out to take a look at the facility. And if they decide to book, they're going to be treated like royalty out there. It is an all-inclusive package. It's going to include use of the facility. It's going to include decorative uplighting for inside the room so they don't have to go out and spend a ton of money on decorations and all kinds of rental items for that. It's all inclusive. It comes with an award-winning DJ to take care of the entire evening for you from beginning to end. And we've also got a cash bar that'll be available up in the corner that's provided by the Midway Restaurant, which is located right inside the facility. Excellent service out there. I've already met with the staff at the restaurant and the bar, and they're going to take care of any catering that they can handle out there. Otherwise, you'll be able to choose an outside caterer as well. So it's really kind of an all-inclusive package if you book that building, and it's all for one price.
All right. Makes sense to me. And, of course, Hartford is on the edge of everything out there with that 387 exit. You're just inside that exit, so you're inside the edge. But it's going to be something that Hartford has been talking about for years. An event center, they didn't know whether it was going to be a Legion Hall that was going to create it. Was it going to be a Great Life? What was it going to be? You guys have jumped in, and you're ready to roll.
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, one of the things we want to make sure that we do here is help support the Hartford community. So anytime that building is available for even small events, whether it's the Cub Scouts or there's a turkey organization out there that's huge and they do events out there every year. We want to open that up so that the community has access to that building as well. So it will be treated and seen as a community center, but we're going to be booking it for big private events and concerts as well.
Phone number, website, any other information they need so that they can find you.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a big fan of throwing phone numbers out on the radio. I don't think people are driving with pens and pad running.
You don't think so?
I'm not a big fan of that. So please continue driving if you're listening. But Hartford Fireside is the name of the facility, and we have the website, hartfordfireside.com. Just as simple as that.
What did you see in Hartford that you liked?
What do I see in Hartford that I like? I love the people. You know, we've been playing out there for 20 years, and, you know, it reminds me of where I grew up. I grew up in a small town outside of Milwaukee. It was a small community, 15 minutes outside of the city, and it just, Hartford reminds me of that same feeling that I grew up with. So it's really fun to see that kind of happening all over again for me as an adult.
Cindy, as you hear this about Hartford, you guys have Kelly Point out there, and obviously the numbers that we share with our real estate show each month show Hartford well ahead, along with Del Rapids and T as two of those that have made some difference. This kind of influence, hotel coming in, great life out there, Kelly Point seem to all go together.
Yes, I was just going to say, what David's talking about, that is one of the reasons that in 2004 we started Kelly Point Edition. We're on the southeast corner of the Hartford city limits, so directly south of West Central High School. We have 85 lots that we've developed out over the past few years. We've sold 59 of those. And what's more exciting, when you talk about, you know, the numbers, we've closed on 14 lots in just the past year, and we have four more closings coming up. So that means that Hartford is, you know, an exciting place to live and a good place to be and has a lot to offer. We still have a variety of lots left. We have walkouts, gardens, flat lots, prices ranging from $29,000 to $49,700. Our lots are nice and big. They're another nice thing about a small community. They're 90-foot wide lots, so you have green space between the homes. And just really another reason why a small community like Hartford has a lot to offer. David's bringing even more to offer. And yet it's a short drive to Sioux Falls. So I can see why they came up with the slogan of being on the edge of everything.
Makes sense to me, too. David, you've been around slogans about what people do. One of the things that when they put that slogan into place was they listened to focus groups. And what they told people, and I was involved in helping set up those focus groups, was that they didn't want to be like T. They didn't want to be like Brandon. They didn't want to be like Harrisburg. They liked the successes in those communities. But they had a tie to Sioux Falls. Those were right on the edge doorstep-wise.
Right.
And Hartford likes their own identity, and you can drive from Hartford to Sioux Falls faster than you can drive from points of Sioux Falls to other points in Sioux Falls.
Absolutely. I just went and saw somebody the other day, and it was a 16-mile drive from my house to his house in Sioux Falls. Ridiculous. And it's an 8-mile drive to Hartford when you get on I-90. So, you know, one of the things that we like is that it's just far enough out of town where it's still its own community, but we know that we're going to be supported by the surrounding area. So I think you get the best of both out there. It's great. Mm-hmm.
Well, and we're going to bring one other element into it right now, and that's Lyle Howie, the I-90 Speedway. They're headed into their second weekend out there. Lyle, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You know, you were selected as the business of the month for April, and with your location between Hartford-Humboldt on Highway 38, you know, what I've seen are good race fans, families, and those that just care about getting out and not having to spend the ranch to come watch a race.
Yeah, it's we're getting kicked off. Like I said, we got going last weekend, and this weekend looks to be like another good day, so should be great. And we are a family-oriented racetrack that we, you know, we always have been. We allow kids 12 and under to get in free. So it's very family-oriented facility.
The other thing that you do that's so special, and we're getting very close to that now, Lyle, is the Jamboree Day weekend. And you have a big night out there for those that can show that they actually have a tie to Hartford or Humboldt.
We do, you know what? We do every year. We have a Hartford night, the Jamboree weekend. We allow all the Hartford and Humboldt residents to get in for free. So that's just my way to pay back to the community.
You know, you talk about a racetrack. You talk about a Saturday night. You guys have found your niche, haven't you?
Oh, well, I love racing. And, yeah, we seem to do well. We have a good car count. And it's just... Good racing.
When you hear this morning Cindy talking about Kelly Point, their thoughts, you hear David talk about what they're going to do with the event center that opens up in just a week. They've got a ribbon cutting that's coming up on the 3rd, I believe, the 2nd, next Friday.
Friday at 4:30.
And then the grand opening for the public on the 3rd. What's that make you think about Hartford and its future?
Well, I got to, you know, Hartford's growing. It's great. You know, there's a lot of good things happening in Hartford. There's a lot of new businesses looking at Hartford, and with the development in the north side of Sioux Falls, it's going to help Hartford. I really think Hartford's in the radar of, you know, a lot of new growth. It's great to be part of the community.
Lyle, it's great to have you part of the community. You are the business of the month. You've been tied to the Hartford Area Development Group for a number of years, and they've worked very, very hard to be in the position that Hartford's in today.
We do. We work hard at it. We try and get new businesses here all the time, and it's just quite an honor to be business of the month. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, you do a lot for us. It's about time Hartford did a lot for you. So we appreciate that, and we hope you'll keep spreading the story, keep racing them on Saturday night. Lyle Howie, we appreciate you taking time to be with us.
Thanks, Bill.
You bet. So, David, Cindy, when you hear us talk about the racetrack out there, which is established, been there for a long period of time, much like Kelly Point since 2004, there's something old, something new, something coming, something blue.
Well put.
He has a way of working that in, doesn't he, there? Well, and so that means Hartford's here to stay. It's been there a long time, has a rich history, and it's going to continue to grow. So.
Yeah, I agree. It's very exciting to be part of this. We're looking forward to booking all kinds of events. We encourage brides to come out, look at the building. We'll give you a free tour. And companies, please start having those corporate events again at the holiday time. You know, in 2008, everybody started pulling back, and we get that. But the economy is back. Let's give back to our employees, and let's reward them with something at the end of the year. And now we have a great facility for you to do that.
People may have just joined us. The announcement we made this morning was?
We have a ribbon cutting coming up Friday, April 2nd at 4:30. That is the Sioux Falls. Right. Oh, I'm sorry. Sioux Falls Chamber ribbon cutting is being combined with the Hartford Chamber ribbon cutting right at 4:30, right at the facility. So please come out and take part in that, be part of the photos, and view the facility. And then Saturday night, we're opening up the facility. It's going to be staged and ready to go, so you can come see what it's going to look like during an event. All the tables and linens will be out. We're going to be out there playing music. There'll be food to sample, and come look at the facility. And that's from 6 to 10 p.m. Saturday night, May 3rd.
And you've already got four events booked?
Four events are booked. We had four couples that actually booked this building on faith before they even saw what it was going to look like. And it is beautiful. So please come see it.
All right. And the prices that you have on it, I know you've kind of shared those with us a little bit this morning, but they don't want to stop and write the number down. But see the location, go to your website.
Absolutely. HartfordFireside.com. We have an all-inclusive wedding package available for you. The building, the DJ, the lighting, the bar, everything's provided for you for $21.95. You're never going to find a deal like that in town like that.
And the DJ might be somebody that I'm talking to?
Very, very likely. It'll be a well-known DJ. You bet.
And you've been working with folks for years in this market. They know who you are. Good, bad, and indifferent, as we're in small communities sometimes. But what I've heard That's about right. you, it's very positive stuff. And we do appreciate Hartford telling their story today. I wish you the best of luck. We'll check out the ribbon cutting. Also, the opening for the public next week in Hartford. It is where the bowling alley was, that part of the building. And now it's going to be an event center. Very important to the future of Hartford. You agree?
I agree. Wholeheartedly. And I'd just like to say that if you want to build your next house or your first house at Kelly Point, please give John Jarding a call and we give out numbers, 231-0830. Thank you.
There you go. Folks do different things, but as long as we get the word out and you know that Hartford's a place to consider on the edge of everything, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Bill. It's always an honor. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
We finally found our traveling photographer this morning. Craig Marquardt, Advanta Mortgage, has been busy out and about. Craig, nice to have you with us.
Yeah, but it's Jim.
Oh, well, Jim, it's even nicer to have you with us. How was I going to get out of that?
Craig's missing in action this morning. He's at coffee with somebody doing business, and I don't know, maybe his cell phone's dead or something. But you got me.
All right, so what's the number? Where are we at?
4.375 with an APR of 4.726. Rates are still holding in there pretty good. Of course, rates vary depending on the type of loan you get and your credit score, et cetera, et cetera. So one rate doesn't fit everybody.
No, it doesn't. And 18.7 has become the trademark, the tradition at Advanta Mortgage.
Yes, and with the nice weather we have, we hope a lot of people are out this weekend looking at open houses. And if you get into a jam and you need an answer to a question, just call us at 275-2777, and you'll get our on-call banker.
You know, and we're starting to see more sunshine than cold days. And it has been, you know, a very interesting anyway, as far as builders are concerned. They're doing some spec because there's a marketplace there. We're seeing more and more people saying, look, if you got a home to get on the market, now's the time to do it.
Well, I got a chance last week to drive around Sioux Falls a little bit just to see what's going on. And I see more basements going in and more homes under construction than I've seen in quite a while. And we need a lot more of them because the inventory is way down. So builders are trying to pull their part, and if you have a house to list, it'd be a great time to list it.
And if they need more information from Advanta Mortgage, whether it's my good friend Jim Lowe or my other good friend Craig Marquardt, how do they reach you?
AdvantaMortgage.com is the most popular way. You can go on to our new website. You can put an application on. It'll come directly to me, and I assign it to a loan officer. They'll call you back within the same day. Or you can call us on the phone, or you can write us, or you can email us, or you can text us. We do it all.
Just a call. You start with the A's at Advanta Mortgage.
Right.
You don't have to go any further.
That's it. Pretty simple.
Jim, you have a nice weekend.
Hey, you too. Hit them straight.
I'll do my best.
Hey, bud. Bye.
Jim Lowe, Advanta Mortgage. Mortgage bankers you can count on. When we come back, We're going to talk to Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones, check the Main Street to Wall Street reports, and finish the hour with a little lunchtime fish. Welcome back to It's Your Business. Time to check the numbers with Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones, Main Street to Wall Streeting this morning. Todd, good morning.
Morning, Bill. How are you?
Doing good. It looks like a nice weekend.
It's a great weekend. A shout out to all my Shrine Circus friends. They say they listen to us on the radio, Bill.
All right.
Morning, everyone. Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones bringing you the daily financial market report. Stocks are trading lower as investors continue to assess a mixed batch of corporate earning results and as tensions escalate in the Ukraine. Leading shares lower this morning are companies like Ford and State Street, which reported earnings that failed to impress investors. In economic news, consumer confidence rose in April to a nine-month high, indicating Americans are more upbeat about the economy. So far this morning in the S&P 500, the best performing sector is utilities. Worst performing sector is consumer staples. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 158 points at 16,343. The S&P is down 14, and the NASDAQ is down 70 points at 4,077. Volume on the New York Exchange has traded about 200 million shares. Decliners are outnumbering advancers by a 6-to-1 margin. In commodity markets, gold is up $8 at $1,301. Silver is up a penny, and crude oil prices are off $1.10 at $184 per barrel. In some stocks of local interest, Daktronics is off 37 cents at $13.16. Citigroup down 41 cents at $47.92. Raven down 70 cents at $30.81. Summit Hotel Properties is trading at $9.10. And Meta Financial Bank is off 11 cents at $41.63. This is Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones, a member of the SIPC, serving individual investors with personalized attention, long-term financial advice, and cotton candy in Sioux Falls, bringing in this Wall Street to Main Street report, Bill.
So do you do something at the circus? Do you juggle or what?
If you need to find me this weekend, please just look me up at the circus.
You know what they do with me? They'd give me a shovel and say, go to it.
I get to push pop.
There you go.
It's hard on my knees, Bill.
There you go. Todd Neuberger, Edward Jones, we'll talk with you on Monday.
Bye, guys.
John at Valentino's. We got John back, or did he fall off the ladder and we have Joy?
Nope, I had a shagger today, so I was okay.
That's good. You know, the fish is out of the water into the pan. Why is your fish and your fried chicken such a hit at Valentino's?
Well, it's basically how it's prepared. Of course, we marinate our chicken for 24 hours before we fry it up. And then we have some secret spices that we put in the flour and flour it up just before it goes to the fryer. And same way with the fish. You know, most places, if you're going to order fish, most of the places it's going to come out of the freezer right into the fryer. It's already pre-battered and everything. Where here we get the fillets in, cut them up, and hand batter them just before they go in so they're light and crispy and not greasy.
Well, you have other choices, too. Pizza, you just close your eyes and eat?
Yes. The other day we had some new customers, and I gave them that challenge, and they said they were very amazed on how much they tasted the ingredients, because we put on more ingredients, up to 30 to 40% more than a lot of pizzerias. So you get the flavor of the ingredients and the sauce versus the dough and the sauce.
And the soups, you still with three, or you're about to go back to two?
Well, we're still with three. We got quite a few whiners keep wanting me to keep that tomato bisque out. So we may have to do it, I don't know, maybe it's like the fish on Friday. You have to do it year-round, and we may have to keep the tomato bisque out. It's the main to be seen. You know, the city won't let me expand my property anymore. Otherwise, I would put, you know, a couple more items out, but they said I can't get any closer to 41st than I am.
All right. Sunday brunch coming up at what time?
At 9 a.m. And if you ever tried our Brunch, I'd like to give a challenge to you to come in and try it. And if you don't think we're one of the best, you'll get your money back.
Okay. John at Ballantino's, 41st and Willow. We appreciate it. You guys have a great weekend.
Yep. Thanks.
We saved the last minute of the show. John and I had a chance last night to go to the event for the McCrossin Boys Ranch. They raised some good money there. And Holly Hoffman, survivor from one of the events, I think 4 or 5 years ago, was the keynote speaker. And our own Chris and Doc from KTWB were the gents at the front of the stage, keeping everything moving. They had 12 live auction items that brought $21,000, not a bad number there. And they did a lot of good things for, as Holly called, the gentlemen at the ranch. John, your impressions last night.
I had a tear when Holly was speaking. I started out as that old, just another motivational speaker, but she really had a great message, and what a great cause for McCrossins.
And I heard her talk about addiction. I would like to get her back on our addiction recovery show that we do every other Tuesday. She told a story that I think would make an impact with a lot of people. We'll see if we can run Holly down for that, and I know she would fit with Tallgrass and face it together. John has the music playing. That means that we need to shut it down. Next week, we're going to talk about the movie Farmland, and we'll have a live show from the Sculpture Walk downtown next Friday. For now, though, our time's up. Thank you for yours.